Welcome to That American Football Show, powered by EP Sports. EP Sports is the top supplier in the UK for all of your American football needs, helping players and coaches reach their potential since 2007. Check them out at epsports.co.uk. Today we have another guest from the European League of Football joining us for our Elf Ballers series. We are delighted to welcome Carlos Browns of the unbeaten Wroclaw Panthers. He has previously played all over Europe for the Hildesheim Invaders, the Riga Lions, the Cologne Crocodiles, among others. Carlos, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
No problem at all.
So tell us how you got into American football, where it all began for you, and what's your journey been, how you ended up with the Wroclaw Panthers?
I guess the beginning was quite simple. Where I came from, Latvia, there really is no real presence of American football, especially when I started out. Well, not in a popular way. So I always thought, like, if I tried it, that I would like that sport, but, well, there was never really an opportunity. So back in, I think, 2015, I saw just a Facebook ad for this new team that they were putting together, that they're gathering players. Tried it, went for a couple of practices, and then when there was ever since the first scrimmage, I tried out, like, the kind of full speed with pads and everything. That's the moment I fell in love with it. That's the moment I remember, the moment, and I almost hit out my teeth. I knew it. This is just something that I really want to do. Go for it. And basically, then I was just like looking for the kind of next step so I can get to the next higher level. So I played a little bit in Serbia, a little bit in Finland. Then my first year with Cologne Crocodiles in GFL, then with the Invaders also in GFL. And now we're kicking ass in EFL. Watch out, Germans.
So of your football career so far, what's been your proudest moment, the moment that you're most proud of?
The moment that I'm the most proud of. That's the thing, yeah. That is a pretty, I guess, pretty tricky question, because it's kind of every year, it kind of, the cycle starts from beginning. I guess, well, the moment I'm the most proud of is probably having taken part in, two times to the NFL International Combine, so getting invited to that. I guess the first time when I tried it in 2019, that was the most proudest moment, because they were then doing it kind of the most public way. So it was all very much NFL environment when we were doing that, like talking to like NFL legends there, having interviews there. That is the moment where I felt, well, directly at home, and kind of that was, at that point, it was so far, that was the moment I was most proud of, for sure.
Awesome. So kind of with yourself in the EFL now, what is your training regime like that you got ready for the season? What's it like week to week?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I think it's like everyone in Europe. Last year was, well, most people didn't play. So it's basically just training a whole year. So it's been the same here, just a kind of a off season of having in the whole like a year and a half. So pretty heavy, you know, obviously. Well, this year I definitely changed it up. I got a couple of coaches. I work with two Olympic sprinters themselves. So getting on the running speed. Then I got also another guy from UK who is himself an accredited coach coaching people for NFL Combine. So I'm working out with him. But the big change is that it's really very much focused on running and very little focused on weightlifting, which basically right now I feel like I'm doing 30%, maybe 30% of what I used to be doing, but really my body feels way better. So really the day-to-day is really a lot of like probably two workouts a day, more or less, even now in season, something like that.
Okay. And so do you think that during the year where no one was playing football, did you think that you maybe got yourself an extra step up if you managed to, obviously, if you're not playing football, you can kind of focus more on the condition kind of stuff of things, and maybe...
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like in Europe, like this thing, like then when we had NFL international tryouts, then we had the whole like lingering question, what will happen with the CFL combine? So like, I don't know, for me, it's like, it hasn't, like last few years, it has never been like this. Okay, this is my season, and this has been the 6 or 7 months that I have an off season. For me, it's like, okay, this is the next game. Then like in 2 months, I got these another tryouts. Then at 2 months, I can be ready for something. So it's kind of all these small windows. So it felt like you have to be ready all the time. But last summer, when they announced they're canceling everything, it was like a longer, you could put in like a longer block of training where you knew, okay, now I can focus on the small steps and kind of don't have to be worried so much about being peak at, you know, at that time. So in a way, it was definitely a blessing in disguise.
Cool. So You're unbeaten so far this season. You've got a big game against Frankfurt at the moment. How are you feeling about that game? What do you know about Frankfurt?
I mean, I'm excited. Like with Frankfurt, I guess, well, I haven't really played there ever, but I've been signed with Frankfurt for 2018 season and 2020 season. And both times, like really coming up into the season, it didn't work out. In 2018, they went bankrupt, had money problems. In 2020, obviously, COVID canceled everything. Like, also almost a week before we have to come in. So we also had some agreements about 2021, which they backed out of. So for me, it's a kind of a grudge match as well. So I'm excited to play against them. I'm excited.
That's kind of game.
How have you found playing in ELF to compare to some of the other leagues that you've played in?
Mm-hmm. Well, I try to look at it like very similar to GFL at the same time, you know, so far, we played only kind of the younger teams, which are not so well established. So it's a question, obviously, you know, there are, like for us, we found success so far, but I just think that this is a very big reason is because this is a system that's been working together for a very long while. So for us right now, it seems that we're two big contenders, looks to be Hamburg and Frankfurt. Hamburg, just because it seems like the league is trying to push them there. And Hamburg is another big one of those systems that are already working together for a while. So I think this weekend will really show how, like, where we fit in the grand scheme of things.
And I think looking at it, you've got an all-round team, especially from the offensive side of things. I don't know if people know that your quarterback had a change last minute. So your quarterback had very little time to learn the system, considering what he's doing at the moment. That's a credit to the coaching and the staff there, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, sure, like that is not only that. I mean, head coach Kuba, he's doing a great job of having this offense here. The Polish talent here, they have very good chemistry, like both with the head coach and with what they're doing. So the offense is, it's very difficult to read for defenses. I have to give a lot of credit to Lucas, the quarterback coming in. He's also a very smart guy. So he's coming in. He has also very good chemistry, both with the players and with the coaches. They made several signings for offensive line and running backs also, which is a very big job to do for the coaches, especially when we lost both running back and quarterback. So kind of in this very short, like what, 3 weeks before the first game. So in this very short window, find replacements of this high caliber. It's a very hard work. At the same time, we brought in another coach, Jags, which just insane experience. Like the knowledge that he brings to the offensive side of the ball is just, yeah, I mean, I can't describe it. Like, I'm so happy that they are there.
So you've played some offense in the past. Are you going to be planning on playing any tight end this season?
Yeah, that is I think a legacy title that I have left in your players, just because you have to have like two separate different positions. I think I haven't played an offensive snap since Serbia or maybe Finland. So I don't think so. I don't expect to have to do that. I was scared, like before Wrocław, I played here with this year, like kind of warm-up season with in the second division of Polish American football. And there we had some plans for some offensive snaps, but obviously we just didn't have enough time.
And so around the league, obviously you've been in a couple of different teams and countries. Is there any other players that you know that you've played against that you're maybe looking forward to playing both within your team and across the EFL?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like Cologne was a very, very close game because almost all of the starting offensive linemen I've played either with them in Cologne Crocodiles or against them, or I know them somehow. Both the Jan Weinrich, the German quarterback, I also know him very well, a couple of the receivers. So like Cologne, it was very much felt like playing against close friends. Similarly with Leipzig, like a lot of those receivers, a lot of those guys played with the Invaders in 2019. So it was a very similar situation. It's kind of, you come in and you see as many friendly, common faces as in my own team. So it kind of gives different flavor to the game. It's more fun when you have an intimate relationship with these guys. With Frankfurt, I know a couple of guys there. We've been in workouts, so there is a touch of that. Other than that, like other teams, just, you know, you guys, you for a couple of years, for these 2 years in GFL, I played against them, so I kind of know about them. So it's not so close, but it's still, it kind of adds that extra level of interestingness to the games.
Definitely.
So with this being a new league, there's a lot of players that people are maybe not necessarily familiar with. Are there any international players who people should be keeping an eye on other than yourself?
I mean, in general, like the league as a whole, or you mean like just focusing on Rotterdam?
Both.
I mean, I think from defensive line, there is a very great guy from Hamburg Sea Devils, Evans Jabbar. Like, I think people are overlooking him. Like, we've been with him his NFL tryouts both times these last 2 years, and I think he's going to be a great asset for them. Like, the whole defensive line of Hamburg Sea Devils is going to be something to watch for sure. Other than that, I mean, look at the receivers in Poland. I think they made their name even before that, but I think Germans will get surprised. Germans will definitely get surprised by them this year.
I know when the league had it open in the press conference that announced that it was looking to try and get a team in London. What are the teams in Europe do you think you'd like to see teams in, and where do you think teams would be successful in other parts of Europe? So obviously at the moment it's very German-based.
Yeah. I mean, it really depends on how they open up, basically, what they call the European import rule, because right now, obviously, I think it is kind of common acceptance, accepted that the higher level is in Europe is GFL or Austrian leagues. And when you say that, basically, you can kind of the teams can recruit basically from their own country, then obviously all the German teams or Austrian teams in such a case would have the advantage. So really, when you have kind of only 10 outside of that, 10 other Europeans, then it limits very much. So it really depends. I mean, obviously, you know, we're looking at it would be interesting to see the other big names from GFL or at least kind of sister teams coming in here. The same with the Austrian team. Austrian teams, I think, would be definitely very interesting. I think with the Nordic teams, it's a question. They've been, I think, last couple of years, they've been struggling, especially these 2 years, like the shortened season, everything. So I'm not sure how their programs are doing on their own right now. At the same time, there are a couple of good programs in Italy, for sure. So, I mean, I would love to go to play against them in Italy and beat some Italians, too.
And so kind of throughout your football career in the NFL, in any other leagues, is there any particular players that you see as role models, any kind of coaches or people that you've trained with?
I think, you know, like I can't say there is only one player that I say, okay, I'm like modeling everything I do by him. It's like I try to take a little bit from everyone. So it's like almost every coach on defensive side of the ball I've had, like I have something that I like almost daily think, okay, I need to do it just like him. It's the same with the players. Everyone has their flaws. Everyone has their, you know, strengths. So, like, you just try to look at the good things and try to kind of pick and choose what exactly you want to add. Because at the end of the day, you can try and copy someone, but, like, the way you play is going to be a little bit different. So, you kind of, it's like a puzzle that you need to put together yourself.
Who are your, like, favorite players to watch then?
I mean, obviously, like, if you're looking at D-line right now, like, everyone's just, like, the way how it plays Aaron Donald, of course, like, I started playing like 2015-ish. So obviously I like looking at JJ Watt, right? Like I'm rooting for him to not get any more injuries.
Yeah.
I love him. I mean, Watt brothers in general, man. So, I mean, there's like you look at any big name pass rushers right now. It's like all of them, you try to look at something, but it's, I think for me, it's mainly what I'm looking at that kind of gives me more interest, like their work ethic.
So now's your chance to be a salesman. So why should people listening to this support the Panthers? Sell me the Panthers.
I mean, that is in general, like my career, you can see that like the teams that I've been in, they've been very undervalued, and at the end of the season, they've come out higher than they were expected. So it's the same thing with Panthers, just Panthers. I think I definitely think that they could we have the potential to go all the way. They are overlooked. Every team we played with, Cologne, we played with the Leipzig, both of those teams, players after the game, players I knew, I talked to, they said, well, we didn't think that you're going to be this good, and we're just getting better. So tune in for the Frankfurt game. That would be a big one. Let watch how we win that one, and then then league will be put on notice.
Okay, you've heard it here first. Right, okay. And just as a final couple of fun questions, we're going to put you on a situation. You're on a desert island for a year and you get to bring one of each of the following things. So first thing is you get to have a meal every single day as much as you want. What is the one meal you are bringing?
One meal as much as I want, huh? Okay. Well, I guess I would say peanut butter protein shake. So protein shake with peanut butter. It tastes pretty good. Got everything you need, you know. So I don't think I can get tired of that.
Small when you're on the desert island for a year.
I mean, what else you got to do there?
Second of all, you get to bring one album with you, one musical album.
Huh. I mean, yeah, this will sound very white for me, but like the one that I would go for is probably something like from AC/DC.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I've heard of one, finally, an album I've heard of.
Nice.
Everyone else is choosing like Drake and stuff, and Tim has no idea who any of them are.
No, I mean, like, I like Drake, but like something that I'd probably never get tired of, something I keep coming back to, that's definitely something of that.
DC, a class. You get to bring one celebrity with you. It can be someone who no longer is alive, but they will be alive on the island.
I think if I would be stuck in a situation like that, it would be probably one of the writers. So either Bukowski or Kurt Vonnegut, one of those guys. I mean, you couldn't get tired like talking about kind of dilemmas of life with them, and like you'll be bored a lot. So you need someone who has their original point of view, you know?
Okay, that's a very good point of view for it. You get to watch one sports team for the entirety of the year, no other sports.
Buccaneers for sure.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I used to hate Brady, but man, when he did what he did last year, and right now I just want him to see him succeed as long as he can.
Absolutely, yeah. And apart from water, you get to bring one drink with you. You've got your protein shake as well.
Yeah, well, Coca-Cola, that is my definitely guilty pleasure. I drink that way too much.
Well, Carlos, thank you so much for coming on. We really do appreciate you spending the time with us. Is there any shout outs, any social medias you want people to know about?
I mean, obviously, follow me on Instagram. You're going to see all the big hits, how we put Germans on the grass. Definitely follow Panthers of Wrocław. Obviously, our biggest sponsor, Tarczynski. They make our sausages in Poland, and they make the whole team run. That's about it.
No problem. Make sure you all head over and check out our social medias at TAFS_UK or go to our YouTube, The American Football Show. And we'll have all of Carlos's socials there as well, so you can find him. Another thank you there, Carlos. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to speak to us.
Thank you.
I hope you absolutely smashed the ELF and put some Germans on the grass.
good.
Be following you avidly and hopefully get to speak to you some other time.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. Make sure you head over and check out our friends at EP Sports for all your NFL or something.